This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I think people are getting quite agitated right out there now outside, Pete, and those anti-vaxxers out there, that 20-30%, are the ones out there are protesting on the streets and doing that sort of thing. I think you're going to find the rest of us coming at you lock, stock and barrel, and we're going to be putting the pressure on you fairly hard, because the rest of us that are trying to do the right thing by the country and our kids and get vaccinated and do the right thing, I think for you, we're going to start to get even more agitated and we're going to start to get more hardcore, and I think that's what you're going to see, massive division out there, and it'll be us on the front foot. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the tide is going to turn on those anti-vaxxers out there, and you are really going to feel the heat.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, and that clip that I just aired you is an embarrassment to our nation, really. Her name is Jackie Lambie, who previously threatened to come after anti-vaxxers and is now calling publicly for Elon Musk to be jailed. And of course, she's deleted her ex account now. She says it's because she's boycotting the platform, but really most of the people are feeling that it is just because she is she's embarrassed herself. We have the Prime Minister, in the wake of the tragic stabbing of the bishop, coming out and attacking Elon Musk, pretty much it is completely bipartisan support now to accelerate mis- and disinformation laws in Australia. And let me tell you, they have, through urgent court orders, made sure that no one can see that video of the stabbing of that bishop. They say that they're doing it to protect the community, but what it really is a classic case of the government wanting to seize control of the internet through the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman. Granted, we have very, very few politicians standing up to them, but one is Senator Ralph Babbitt. He has been a fierce defender of human rights, liberty, the rights of children, the rights of every single man, woman and child to bodily autonomy. He's gone after the government regarding excess deaths. And we are very, very proud to have him as a senator, and he joins us today. Senator Ralph Babbitt, thank you so much.
G'day, Maria, and g'day to the audience of InfoWars. I'm glad to be here. It's very early here in Australia. It's now actually, what is it? It's 5 a.m. here, so I'm a little bit dusty, but I'm glad to be here. Let's have a talk about what's been going on in our country recently, because our country, I'm going to be honest here, we're a bit of a laughing stock right now with what's happening here.
It is a laughing stock, and it is very embarrassing to see some of our senators behaving this way. Team, if you can just play that clip of Jackie Lambie talking about how we want to see Elon Musk jailed.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has, because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Right, so she's called for him to be jailed. Kudos to Oz vs. The Agenda there for clipping that. Give him a follow on X, he does some great work. This person that was previously talking about hunting down anti-vaxxers essentially is now saying we should jail Elon Musk. But the problem is, as hilarious as this behaviour is, Senator Babbitt, we have bipartisan support of this mis- and disinformation bill. So we're currently up against a break. When we come back, Senator Babbitt, I'd love to just give you the floor to talk about the journey of this mis- and disinfo bill, how the government is exploiting these tragedies, exploiting the victims to call for more censorship. 17 complaints to the ACMA, the Media Regulatory Authority in Australia. 17 complaints, and Anthony Albanese says that this is indicative that the whole nation wants X silenced, The Rumble CEO is saying they're seeing requests like never before from Australia. We are in serious trouble. We'll be back with Senator Babbitt right after the break.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Ralph Babbitt is here with us today, and he has tweeted defying the tyrannical e-safety commissioner who thinks that she can censor the entire internet. And he is saying, I will not remove this video without free speech. Our nation will fall. Senator Ralph Babbitt is here with us today. We are so, so grateful for him, a fierce defender of free speech. So, Senator Babbitt, talk us through from sort of the outset how the government is capitalizing really on this tragedy, exploiting it for their gains. I'll give you the floor.
Well, it was Rahm Emanuel who said, never let it, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, never let a crisis go to waste because you can use a crisis to do things that you couldn't do without that crisis. You can get people to accept things that they wouldn't have accepted without that crisis. Now, it doesn't matter if that crisis is real, if that crisis is imagined, if that crisis is something that the government has had a hand in putting together themselves. The point is the government will use a crisis to push an agenda. They'll never put it down and let it go away. This is exactly what they've done here. They've used an apparent crisis, which was a stabbing. It's a sad thing that's happened. I wish it didn't happen, but the priest who was stabbed survived. He's okay. He's already forgiven his attacker, but they've used that as a pretext to push through misinformation and disinformation laws that they've always wanted to pass in the first place. Now, this mis and disinformation laws that they've been cooking up is supported by both the major parties. It's supported by the left major party. It's supported by the right major party. In fact, it was our Liberal Party. So in Australia, the Liberal Party is the party of free speech. It's the party of centre-right conservative values, but it is called the Liberal Party. So for you Americans out there, just bear with me. This idea was put together, was cooked up in the first place by the Liberal Party. So in a way, that would be like our Republicans. They cooked this up during the last term that they were in power. They decided that, hey, we can't push this through. We don't have enough time. They lost the last election. So our left-leaning party picks it up, which would be akin to the Democratic Party in the United States. They pick it up, and then they try and ram it through. So this censorship legislation, this idea, it has bipartisan support. Now, you've got to think of this. How does a piece of legislation the idea for it came out under one party, magically reappear under another party after the next election when that previous party loses power? This is an example of what Donald Trump likes to call the deep state, the bureaucrats, where it doesn't matter which party is in power. If there's an agenda to be pushed, that agenda will be pushed if the left major party is in power or if the right major party is in power. And the tyrants throughout history, all they have ever wanted is more control over their citizens. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. We're seeing the government, and it doesn't matter which government, the left or the right, we're seeing the government overall, the parties of government, decide that, hey, we don't like the fact that our citizens have access to information unfettered. We don't like the fact that our citizens can go online, and X is public enemy number one right now, they can go online on X and they can see views and information which we don't agree with, which we don't want you to see. This whole exercise is about getting Elon Musk, and it's about getting X. It's not about taking down content that the government thinks we shouldn't be allowed to see. It's about getting X, and it's about getting Elon Musk. That's what it's about, because they don't like free speech. They want to control narratives, and X makes it so that it's very difficult for them to control narratives. A free citizen can use X in real time to see real information and criticize the government. That's a big no-no when it comes to the Australian government. They don't want you to have that kind of power. So we need to push back against the government as much as we can, and we need to defend X, and we need to defend what Elon Musk is doing. I ask everyone out there to get on X and create an account if you haven't done so already.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you, Senator Babbitt. I want to play a clip of Julie Inman, Grant team, if you can cue that up. She is the person that is really the face of this e-safety commission. The problem that we have, and this is why this matters to everyone, not just Australians, this person is telling Elon Musk that he must censor this video globally. She doesn't want this information anywhere in the world. So she's now really reaching past Australia and trying to control the information that Americans see, that, people in France see. I mean, this is unbelievable. Play that clip for us, team, if you can, and then I'll give a couple of words about this lunatic.
Well, we have a range of graduated powers. There could be civil proceedings, and we could take them to court, or we could fine them. Of course, the quantum of the fine would depend on the gravity of the noncompliance, but we can use graduated tools like link deletion notices. So if they fail to remove the content, then we can go to the search engines such as Google or Bing to really minimize the amount of content the Australians can see.
Right, so it's about minimizing the amount of content that Australians can see, but then the Global Affairs Department of X basically came out and said that this is an attempt to control information globally. It's not just trying to censor it in Australia. Really briefly on Julie Inman Grant, she recently, and Senator Malcolm Roberts tweeted about this, team. You've got that tweet, $40,000 in taxpayer money to visit the World Economic Forum, where she goes to talk about controlling speech online and how we need to regulate speech. She's actually a former Twitter employee, so perhaps many people have speculated that she's disgruntled and just coming after X and free speech because of that. But one, the most egregious thing, in my opinion, Senator Babbitt, is that she tried to censor Billboard Chris in Canada, and actually in Australia you can't view Billboard Chris's original tweet about Teddy Cook, who is a UN trans expert, I suppose, who posts naked selfies on the beach online and posts promoting bestiality. And eSafety has actually worked with this individual, Teddy Cook, before, who actually does post illegal things. Now, this video that you've shared, Senator Babbitt, is not illegal. So can you talk to us about the double standards here and why you chose to repost the video? Because the media and the government, I suppose, is coming after you now.
They are. So I posted the video to make a stand. If something is not illegal, I have the right to, especially as a sitting senator, I have the right to talk about it, and I have the right to share it. People may make the argument, they might say, oh, you shared a video, and by the way, the bishop who was attacked in the terrorist attack is okay, he is making a full recovery, he's fine, he's not dead, he is alive, he is okay, and he has already forgiven his attacker. If I can't share a video about something that really happened in Australia, happened to an Australian citizen, happened on live stream here in Australia, I can't share it, I can't talk about it. If I bend the knee to such a thing, where is our country going to end up in a year, in 2 years, in 10 years? If we allow this e-safety commissioner, if we allow the Australian government to start taking down things that are true. it's not going to end up in a good place. Someone might make the argument, oh, you're sharing something which was an illegal act. No, I'm not. I am sharing something that genuinely did happen. The illegal act is of a terrorist that stabbed the bishop. I, making commentary on it and showing the video, is not the illegal act. They'll say, oh, what about child pornography? That's illegal. You can't share that. That's very different. It's illegal to film. It's illegal to share. It's illegal to partake in child pornography. Completely different. They are conflating two things that are not the same. And that's what they like to do. They like to use an extreme example to shut down legitimate speech. And I won't let them do it. I will not bend the knee to big government. I will not bend the knee to big censorship. And I have to make a stand. That's why I shared the video. And if anyone wants to see it, jump on YouTube. It's still on YouTube. Have a look at my monologue. It was a 7-minute monologue with a short 7 or so second clip of the actual attack. And I have the right as a sitting senator to make commentary about current affairs in our country. This was a news event. That's what this was.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Free citizen at home. Now, what you say, what you think. When you can control what a nation says, how a nation thinks, the information that a nation is exposed to, it's very, very easy for government to get their way on anything else that they might want to do, because they control your mind then. You know, we have to really push back against this. You know, if the average person really understood how dangerous this was, there would be protests in the street tomorrow. People will be holding placards up saying, absolutely not, not on our watch. That's what would be happening right now. But I think that, unfortunately, the average person seems to be a bit complacent and a bit asleep, especially in Australia. I mean, look what we went through during the COVID times. Completely unscientific, government completely out of control. It was wild. Now, the senator that said that Elon Musk should be arrested and thrown in jail, I don't know what she was thinking. It was completely something that she should not have said. Whether you agree with someone or not, you can't even suggest that you're going to put them in prison because they think differently to you. What is that about? That is completely mad. And I suspect that she may have deleted her ex account because she was getting ratioed to hell. That's just my opinion. I think that's what's going on there. And I wouldn't be surprised if after the heat dies down, she pops back up on Twitter again, because let's be honest, you can't stay away from Twitter for too long, because Twitter is honestly one of the only places in Australia to get the truth, to get real news, and to get genuine opinion. Because our country today, even our big mainstream media channels, you know, the equivalent of our Fox News here in Australia, is called Sky News, even that is now, in my opinion, compromised.
Oh, absolutely. Just this week, or in the past week, one of their hosts, Andrew Bolt, in one breath makes the case for free speech, in the next makes the case for censorship. No, there is absolutely no case for censorship based on this event. It is a clear-cut case for anyone who's learnt anything over the past 4 years. If you can't see that this is a clear case of absolute tyranny. And I want to play this clip from the New South Wales Police Commissioner for everyone. Look at how dangerous this woman's words are. It's just like Jacinda Ardern. And they always get these women to come and make these statements that they're going to be the single source of truth. You know, which is just, to me personally, it's very insulting that they always pick women for this. Tim, if you can play that clip of the New South Wales Police Commissioner, please.
I also want to stress that there is misinformation being communicated across social media, and people should not share any of that information. The source of information should be from police and law enforcement authorities, so please be assured that police will be the source of truth and not social media and misinformation.
Okay. I note Senator Babbitt, because you brought up the mainstream media. The government has not at one point, you know, the mouthpieces, the talking heads, the puppets, have not at one point come out and said, we're going to hold the media accountable, because those images, those videos of Bishop Manmari's stabbing circulated on national TV just as much as they did on social media. But there's been no talk of censoring the TV stations or holding them accountable, and they are exempt in the mis and disinfo bill, of course.
Of course they are, of course. Mainstream media, legacy media, they would be loving this, because what they get to do is they get to get their control back. So what's happened over the last, I don't know, decade or so, is we've seen a fracturing of the media landscape. Whereas once upon a time, you would go straight to mainstream media as the place where you would get your news from. That's changed completely. over the last, you know, and it's accelerated over the last 5 or so years. Now we don't get our news predominantly from mainstream media anymore. The place where we get our news now is social media platforms like X, like Facebook, like Instagram, and begrudgingly like TikTok as well. That's where people go. And legacy media, they have lost the control over the narrative. They've lost the control over the eyeballs. So, of course, they're happy to push this censorship agenda as well, because it will mean that they get the control, the power back. And they will work, and this is my opinion, they will work hand in hand with the government censors in order to, A, get their power back, get their control back, get the money back that they were getting before from having all the advertising revenue flow through because everyone had their eyeballs on them. And I don't think it's right. I think that what they're doing is they're doing the nation a disservice. That's what they're doing, but of course they don't care. So all of this is about controlling the speech of the average man and woman at home. That's what this whole exercise is about. They're coming after X right now because X is the trophy that they want to have on their shelf, because Elon Musk has been so staunch and so open about freedom of speech. So he said more than once, if something is illegal, he will take it off his platform. But if it's not illegal, if it's not black and white illegal, he will not take it off because he doesn't believe in censorship. Why? Because you need to have an open discourse in the public square of all ideas in order to have a functioning and free democracy. The ancient Greeks, ancient Greece, only a free man was allowed to speak. Allowed to speak freely. Slaves were the only people in ancient Greece that were not allowed to speak freely. And this is what the government is doing to us now. They want to turn all of us into slaves. That's what they want to do. I will not stand for it. I am completely against it. Elon Musk doesn't stand for it. And that's why they're attacking him now.
And they're attacking you too, Senator Babbitt. So, article after article, based on the fact that you've chosen to defy this nonsense and say, no, I am a senator. This is a matter of national concern. It's actually a matter of international concern as well. What we need from the Australian politicians and governments really is leadership here. And we need to put on a united front, calls for peace, all of this. And I keep hearing about these, you know, the potential harm that videos like this could cause. But there's been no further harm, Senator Babbitt. Everyone's called for peace. The Christian community is a peaceful community. They've called for forgiveness. I personally put out, because I know Bishop Marmari personally, put out a message of forgiveness myself the following day, because I know that's what the bishop would want. There's been no further calls for any type of violence or anything of this nature. In fact, the New South Wales police wrongly named one of the people that were involved going and trying to film the events after the stabbing, because, you know, a lot of members of the community were very upset. There were also people outside of the community who came and, you know, rioted. No one really knows who these people are. You know, they weren't necessarily invited. They don't go to that church. But understandably, people were angry, and the police are there for that reason, essentially to hold people accountable if they do the wrong thing. But the mainstream media and the police have wrongly named one of the people who was assisting the police, Mario Malik, as one of the violent rioters, and shared images all over. Every single mainstream media outlet has plastered this young man's face, who was actually assisting police on the night, all over the media. I mean, what about that harmful misinformation? What about holding the media accountable for that? But there is none of that. And here's the thing, Senator Babbitt. Everyone makes mistakes. I've even given Channel 7 the benefit of the doubt, because everyone makes mistakes. We don't need the government to parent us. We'll be back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Demands from Australia, New Zealand and other countries that infringe on everyone's human rights. We are noticing a dramatic increase in global censorship unlike anything we've seen before. Elon Musk confirmed that he is seeing the same. We want to shift gears, Senator Babbitt, and thank God for InfoWars and this being an uncensored platform that really is a free speech platform. And thank God for Senator Babbitt of the United Australia Party in Australia a staunch free speech advocate, because it's not just, here's the thing, Senator Babbitt, if we don't have free speech, then we can't solve things like excess deaths, which is also something that you have been pushing for accountability for. I want to talk to you about vaccine indemnity, excess deaths, the inquiry into COVID in Australia, and where our country is up to with all of that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, recently I was successful in convincing the Senate to have an inquiry into excess deaths. I mean, it's been referred to a Senate committee called the Community Affairs References Committee. So they're going to put together a report, which is due by the 31st of August this year. So obviously, we all know that excess deaths is a global phenomenon. That's pretty clear, right? And we know that these excess deaths are not all COVID. I mean, I'll talk about Australia for just one second here. So in Australia, we've got excess deaths. So the key areas of concerns are dementia. It's up 18.5%. Diabetes deaths are up 20.1%. Other cardiac conditions, so all grouped together, cardiac conditions, up 13.1%. And respiratory diseases, the deaths are up 13%, right? So we know that. We know it's not all COVID. We know that we've had the highest excess death rate in our country since World War II. World War II. And we know that all of this started roughly about the time that the COVID mRNA, that I hesitate to call it vaccines, the COVID mRNA injections were rolled out in Australia. So it's an issue of concern. It's something that the Parliament hasn't wanted to investigate for the longest time. And finally, after about five attempts, I finally convinced the Australian Senate, hey guys, there's something to see here. Our fellow Australians are dying in great numbers. It's not all COVID. We need to investigate. Now, granted, part of those excess deaths are going to be things like people didn't go to the doctor during lockdowns, for example. Or they missed out on cancer screenings and things like that because you know the world shut down for almost 2 years, right? Maybe that's part of it, but we don't know. We need to investigate. Now I have a suspicion that at least part of all these deaths is due to the COVID mRNA injection. I don't have 100% proof just yet. But we are going to have an inquiry. We are going to look into it. We are going to invite the right experts in to give evidence. And God willing, we will get to the bottom of this. Because what we know for sure is that the COVID times was absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. Our governments did things that were unscientific. Our governments threw out the pre-written pandemic handbooks. Now, I don't know how it went down in the United States, but in Australia, we had things like curfews, where you couldn't leave your house after a certain time of the day because the virus knew that it was time for you to be home. And if you were outside of your house, outside of curfew, the virus is going to get you. We had things like you could go to a restaurant, but you couldn't stand up. You had to sit down because the virus knew if you stood up, it'll get you. But if you sit down, no problem. So we had crazy things like that happen here. It was complete madness. So this inquiry is only looking into excess deaths, but it's something that needs to happen. And if we discover, hey, there is something to see here, then I'm going to push for a broader, more wide-ranging inquiry, which in Australia is called a Royal Commission, where we lift up the covers, look under the couch, look under the bed, look in the cupboard ascertain if the actions of the government and the bureaucrats at the time was a positive or a negative. I have a feeling it's going to lead towards negative, but we'll have to see.
Well, the thing that is just astounding to me, Senator Babbitt, is that the first time that you proposed this, most politicians were not interested in knowing why Australians were dying in droves. I've been talking about this ever since it happened, because anyone in their right mind would want to know why so many of their countrymen are dying, including those who are apparently elected to protect their people and do the right thing by them and represent them, and certainly on my tax dollars. Yes.
Look, I suspect that my fellow senators have a suspicion as to what's going on as I do. But this is what we're asking of it. We're asking many of the people responsible for the decisions that they made during the COVID era to investigate themselves. That's what we're asking these people to do. Investigate yourself. Hey, mate, let's have a look if the decisions that you made, because you're still in power now, was a good idea or a bad idea. It's just human nature, obviously, not to want to do that. But it needs to happen. And if they are people of substance and people of worth, what they'll do is they'll dive headfirst into this inquiry. They'll look at all the decisions that were made. And then if we find out that some of the decisions that they made were the wrong ones, they should be grown men or grown women and say, hey, look, it was a different time. We weren't sure. We made the wrong decision or whatever it is. We take responsibility. We'll learn from this and it won't happen again. They won't even do that. These are not the right types of people to be sitting in the Senate or the Parliament overall. These are the wrong types of people. And unfortunately, because the average Australian has not taken enough of an interest in the political process for such a long time, we've got a situation now where the wrong types of people now hold power in our country. The average mum and dad out there, the average man and woman has to get interested in the political process, has to want to do something for their country, because the people that we have in charge at the moment do not have our best interests at heart. They just don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. We need to be politically activated, because people will just say, oh, well, what's the point? Oh, okay, so just roll over and die then, because that's what,
exactly.
That's where it's leading. You know, we have to do what we can with the tools that we have. This is really just echoing from the previous segment with Alex and Tom Renz.
Quickly, our system of government is not perfect. We all know that there are imperfections, there are issues with it, but we still live in a democracy. We can still effect change. People need to join parties, even the major parties, and change these parties from within. Have a say in who these parties put on the ballot at the next election. Stop sending linos, was what we call them here, Liberals in name only. Stop sending linos to Parliament House. You have a say. We still have a democracy. Do something. Get off your butt.
Yeah. No, I think people should run. I think that, you know, even if you have absolutely no interest in politics, you know, but you really, really care about the country, maybe you're the perfect person for it. Because people are fed up with fake puppets that just, you know, get up there and say all of the things that the majority wants to hear. I mean, it's not going to work anymore, Senator Babbitt. It's actually not working.
The perfect person to run for office is someone that doesn't want to do it. It's someone that doesn't see themselves as a politician, as a senator. That's who needs to run. The people that are running now, that's all they've ever wanted to do. Lord over you. Make decisions about your life. Control you. Those are the kinds of people that are there now. They're not the right kind of people. The right person is the mum and dad sitting in the suburbs right now that doesn't want to do it. You're the one that needs to do it, that person.
Absolutely agree. After the break, I want to talk to you about vaccine indemnity, what the WHO is trying to do, and basically what we need to do moving forward, because things are getting tougher. Senator Babbitt's with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We're here with our final segment with Senator Ralph Babbitt, an amazing senator from Australia, from the United Australia Party. We're all very grateful for him taking a very strong stand for free speech right now in Australia, defying unlawful requests from the eSafety to control the internet. And so we are very grateful for him in the midst of Australian politicians calling for Elon Musk to be jailed. But right before the break, Senator Babbitt said something very crucial. And he said that really who needs to be in politics is the people that don't really want to. I mean, this is even true of President Donald Trump. He said that it wasn't really something that he wanted to do. He did it because he felt compelled for the sake of his nation. And I know, Senator Babbitt, that you've written to him and he's personally responded to you in the past as well. We have the United States elections coming up this year. How do you think this is going to affect Australian politics and really politics worldwide?
Well, I think that the United States is a beacon for the rest of the world. It always has been. And whatever happens in the United States has a direct effect on the entirety of the West, whether people like to admit it or not. I mean, at this stage, it's very simple. Either we choose freedom and prosperity through Mr. Trump, President Trump, number 45, or we choose more war and despair with Joe Biden, President Biden. That's what we're looking down the barrel of here. It's really not complicated. I mean, we know what a Trump presidency looks like because we had one. All the lefties will complain, oh, mean tweets. I'd rather mean tweets than World War III, mate. I'd rather mean tweets and peace in the Middle East. Or under Joe Biden, no mean tweets, but what do we have instead? We have inflation out of control. In America, you've got open borders. In America, you've got, you know, a fentanyl crisis. You've got American politicians cheering and clapping in their houses of parliament because they're sending money overseas to the Ukraine while their own country falls apart. This is what you have there right now. America is falling apart. Now, why do I care so much about what happens in America? Because whatever happens there will eventually find its way here in Australia. If we have a strong, prosperous, proud, successful America, we'll have a strong, prosperous Australia as well. That's why I care. And I think President Trump has proven, obviously, over the 4 years that he was in power, that he can lead, that he can bring peace, and that he is a good leader, and that he can preside over a decent, strong economy. Joe Biden has proven that he can't. He's in power now. Look what's happened. So if we want a strong and safe Australia, if you want a strong and safe Anglosphere, you need to have Mr. Trump back in the White House. But not only Mr. Trump, you've got to have people like Mr. Trump to come after him. We need to reinvigorate Western democracies, Western values, freedom of speech, entrepreneurship. We need to reinvigorate these things. And Trump is a beacon. Trump is a symbol. Okay, this is not just about Trump. This is about the West. That's what this is about. This is bigger than President Trump, but he is a symbol and we need him back in power. We need to send a clear message to the globalists, to the authoritarians, that we're not okay with what they've been doing. We don't agree with it. We won't stand for it. And we're making better choices when it comes to our leaders. We get him back in power. After that, you get somebody else like him. That message spreads throughout the world and the entire world is better off.
Senator Babbitt, you mentioned we're going to talk about the WHO previously. Donald Trump has said that if he's elected, he will leave the WHO. There are already, current sitting people in the US wanting to completely decouple from anything United Nations. Are you also in support of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to look. I'm not opposed to cooperating with other nations, of course, but I'm 100% opposed to these unelected globalist tyrants, these globalist bureaucrats who are unelected, having a say in what my country does, in what my nation does, in anything at all. Now, like I said, cooperation is fine, but allowing these tyrants, the World Economic Forum specifically, the United Nations, and all the other sister organizations having control over the policy and the direction of our free nation state is absolute madness. It's madness. If I was ever in a position to, I would exit all of these organizations immediately. Done. I'm out. We're gone. In Australia, we need to make decisions that are Australia first. Just like Americans need to make decisions that are America first, we need to do the same. We cannot be beholden to special interests, especially globalist special interests, because like I said before, they don't have our best interests at heart. The one thing that the globalists hate the most is they hate individual nation states, because when you have individual nation states that have a national identity, that are free, that are democratic, it stands in their way. It stands in their way of their, in their eyes, their globalist utopia, where they have control over the entire world, which is what they really want. They want control. I will not let them have it. As long as I have breath in my body, I will fight these globalists every step of the way.
We appreciate you, Senator Babbitt. You brought up immigration in the last couple of minutes that we've got here. The United States has a very serious invasion problem at the border. I would say that Australia has a legal invasion problem with the numbers of immigrants that we are taking in right now. I believe Craig Kelly said it was 100,000 last month. So this is unprecedented for a population of roughly 26 million people when we already have a cost of living crisis, a housing crisis. What are we going to do about this, Senator Babbitt? Well,
the immigration issue is twofold. First of all, we're in a per capita recession. So they're bringing in a whole bunch of migrants to fudge the numbers, basically. It's basically a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme designed to make the books look better. But on the other side, what it's also about is it's about eroding the social fabric of the nation, right? Bringing a whole bunch of people into any nation without giving enough time for these people to assimilate and become Australian or become American or become whatever else. When you can erode the social fabric of a nation, you have more control over that nation. When that nation loses its national identity, it's easier for globalist interests to control that nation. Like I said before, what the globalists hate the most is they hate national identity, they hate the nation state, because the nation state stands in the way of their globalist vision for the world, which is one of the main reasons which I believe that immigration is unchecked all across the West. It's not just Australia. It's not just America. It's Europe as well. Look what they've done to Europe. They are eroding the national identities of those nation states, and the byproduct of that is going to be control over those countries by the globalists. We need to push back against it. We need to maintain our national identities, and we just need to say no to the globalist interests.
Absolutely agree. They call it, United Nations calls it replacement migration. The agenda is literally in the name of the agenda to replace your national identity, to replace patriotism. You can find Senator Ralph Babbitt on X. It's at Senator B-A-B-E-T. That is his handle. Senator, we've got about a minute. Your closing comments.
My closing comments are mum and dad, sitting at home, listening to my voice, listening to Alex Jones, listening to Maria Z right now. You have to be the change that you want to see. You are the only ones that can improve your individual nations. You're the only one that can improve America. You're the only one that can improve wherever you live in Europe. You're the only one that can improve wherever you live here in Australia. You have to take responsibility. You've got to take action. The people that are sitting in our respective parliaments right now have proven to us through their actions over many, many decades that they do not care about our individual countries. They do not care about our civilization. They do not care about the West. They do not care about private ownership. They do not care about children. They do not care about anything. If you care, put your hand up, join the party, be active. Watching videos like this, complaining on social media is not enough. You must join a party of your choice. You must go to the meetings, and you must have a say in who that party puts on the ballot for the next election. Our systems are not perfect. We know that. But we still live in democracies. We don't live in a one-party, we don't live in communist China yet. But if you don't do anything very quickly, within our lifetimes, we will end up living in something that looks like communist China. You still have a chance to change it. Don't squander it. Don't waste it. Get off your butt. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, join a party right now. Stop stuffing around.
Senator Ralph Babbitt from the United Australia Party, we're very, very grateful for you joining us this morning. Again, very early in the morning, but you're so passionate about humanity, and that comes through very, very clearly with every word that you speak. So we are grateful for you. Thank you for fighting for Australia and for all people around the world. I'll see you all next week.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.